Okay, so today I'm going to do something a little bit different. Typically, I either interview amazing, beautiful, wonderful women about their insider point of views on every topic under the sun, or I interview other experts and gurus who have been studying specific topics for a very long period of time. But today, I am going to do something even better than both of those. It's to interview a friend of mine, or a new friend of mine, actually, who is dating one of my girlfriends. And I have been hearing for, you know, not forever, but because they haven't been dating for that long, but for a long time, just how amazing he is at communication. And this guy has really helped my girlfriend come out of her shell in many ways, become more comfortable and be at ease in a relationship. And she's very, very happy. So I want to welcome my guest. I'm not sure if you want me to say your name or not, so I'm not going to unless you want to.
What? Can say my name.
I can say your name?
Yeah, sure.
Jacob. Jake. Yeah. Well, welcome, Jake, and thank you so much for doing this.
Sure, thank you.
I wanted to talk to you about, well, everything that I just said, but I wanted to talk to you about communication. And the first question I'm going to ask you is there a difference in communication with men compared to communication with women?
That's a good question. I think so. Yeah. I guess with my guy friends, you know, I don't have to, I'm not concerned with, the same things that I am concerned with women. I mean, to me, they seem like two sort of different realms. And, but I do have girlfriends that, you know, I do have friends that are girls that are, you know, that I can talk to a little bit more informally. But it just depends on who it is, whether it's my girlfriend or a new friend like you or, you know, someone I've known for years.
Okay. So can you explain the differences and, like, maybe the difference in a way that – because I know that a lot of guys that I work with have some trouble with landing themselves in the friend zone. So what would be one way you would communicate with a woman that you like that – is saying very clearly, I'm not your friend and I don't want you to shove me in the friend zone compared to somebody that you do want to be friends with.
Right, right. No, I get what you mean. I mean, I guess if I like them, what I try to do very quickly, and this is something I was taught by a friend of mine. He's of the opinion that guys are very wishy-washy. And that we say, hey, do you want to hang out sometime? Do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? And that puts the girl on the spot.
Oh, actually, wait, can I call you back on your cell phone? Because it's going in and out. Is that possible? Yeah? Okay. Okay, good. Okay, so we're picking up from where we were left off because I've called you back on your cell phone. So you were talking about a friend of yours who said that – who taught you that guys are pretty wishy-washy because they say things like, let's hang out sometime or we should do this maybe in the next 1,000 years. I'm not really sure when, but sometimes.
Exactly. You know, his advice to me, and I took it to heart, and, you know, and I actually started trying to put it into practice because it sounded true to me. And I looked at my own behavior, and I had previously definitely operated this way, which is, you know, which is say to the girl, you know, hey, yeah, do you want to hang out sometime or whatever? It'd be cool to hang out. And it kind of puts the girl on the spot or the woman on the spot to sort of, I mean, as my friend says, it puts her in a position to say whether or not she likes the guy or not. It's like a guy is abdicating responsibility, and he's not saying I like you. He's saying you like me, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's his recommendation, and with something I've done, is just say you know do some. You know, talk a little bit, then be just real direct and say, hey, I'd like to take you out Thursday night at 8. Can I pick you up? I'd like to take you out Thursday night. Can I pick you up at 8?
And then so be more specific, right?
Yes, be more specific. And what that does is that lets her know that you're interested in that, you know, in something a little bit more romantic rather than just a friend. And it also gives her a very easy out. because this is what happens. She either says yes, right?
Right.
And that's a yes. Or she says, you know, maybe let me check my schedule, or can we do Friday? And that's still a yes. So you've got a yes answer. But if she's like, let me get back to you, or maybe, that's a no. And you should treat it as a no, and should say, well, don't worry about it. I'll ask you some other time. And so what you're doing is you're basically making it very easy for the woman to say yes or no, and you're eliminating the wait time for yourself in terms of the guy, in terms of wondering if she's into you or not. You're making it very clear and making it very simple.
Yeah, instead of lasting for 8 years in a friendship thinking that this girl's into you.
That's just a nightmare to me. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I have done that before, not that long, but I have done that. And it was a nightmare. And she, you know, I think if you don't make it clear, then you're basically making it clear that you want to stay friends.
Correct. I call it a silent contract for friendship. Like, it's like when two people are talking, a guy and a girl, and, you know, 10 minutes into the conversation, she casually says, I have a boyfriend. And I always say that when the guy continues to talk to her, he's silently signing a contract saying, I get that you have a boyfriend, and we are entering into a friendship now. Whereas I think
most
men think, oh, you're trying to entice me and challenge me so that I'll try and beat out this boyfriend, when that is the absolute non-truth. I don't even know how to position that properly. That's not true, basically. She's saying, like, are you going to be my friend? Because I'm telling you I'm already taken, so don't even attempt to do anything.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree 100% that, you know, you just got to be clear and upfront and not assume anything and be clear about what your intentions are. And if the guy is clear on his intentions, then usually the woman is clear too.
And then do you think that gets you more respect from a woman and more attraction from a woman when you're clear?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What I've found I spent a lot of time being wishy-washy, and then I've spent a recent amount of time just trying to be more direct. And what I found is that the more direct path, when you do that, you receive, I mean, it's just more attractive. And I think, I don't know, I mean, my theory about why it's more attractive is that in general, and this is, I mean, you know, this is something that, you know, all the common denominator of most of the self-help books that I've sort of like glanced at is that, you know, women want, in general, biologically, men have always been sort of the protectors and deciders. Mm-hmm. And women have been sort of nurturers and the people who sort of want somebody to make sure that they're protected.
Right.
That's not always true of every woman, but I think biologically that's just been how it is. And I think women in general are attracted to, I mean, without being condescending about it, I think women are generally attracted to people, to men who can make a decision.
Absolutely.
You know?
That's not being condescending at all. The thing is, like, for me as a woman, I think, oh my God, I have so many things that are going on. Even if I am quite assertive, you know, and most of my female friends are, including your girlfriend. But, and I've talked to her about this, but at the end of the day, when we're with a man, we want him to be the masculine one. We want to feel feminine. We want to relax. We don't want to have to continue taking care of everything, because then we think, what the hell do I need you for? You're adding absolutely nothing. So I'm not condescending at all. It's entirely true. It's not saying to be an asshole or a jerk to women. You're saying make decisions, be the man, be the leader. Because when you were explaining this scenario before, and you were talking about, you know, do you want to go out sometime? What I was thinking is that when you ask a question like that, you're expecting the woman to step into the masculine role and be the aggressor.
Absolutely.
Who will say, absolutely, I want to take you out, or I want to go on a date with you, and I want to have sex with you. And we're not going to do that, because that is very unfeminine and it doesn't feel good to us.
Absolutely, yeah. It doesn't, yeah. And the thing is that it carries over into the relationship as well. I mean, when you have conversations like, what do you want to do tonight? And you ask your girlfriend, what do you want to do tonight? And she's like, I don't know, what do you want to do? And the guy's like, I don't know, what do you want to do? And it's just like this thing that, you know, and I don't think it always has to be, I mean, it always has to be a guy making decisions.
No.
I think it has to be I think it has to be clear to the to both parties. Tonight, I'm gonna, you can even say, do you want me to make a decision tonight because you're feeling like, you know, you've got a lot on your mind. The woman could say that, the man could say that, but I think the man sort of got to be a party to that. It's sort of got to be participate in the clarity of that conversation and not be like, oh, you know, this or that, or, you know, I don't know what we want to make.
I agree, and it's very important in the beginning stages as well, because your girlfriend was telling me a couple of stories about you guys would go on a date, and the way that you would finish your date every time would be to solidify her or ask her out for another date at the end. And I forget what the phrase was, but you would say something to her like, I had a really great time. I'm enjoying getting to know you. I would like to take you out next Wednesday. And something like that, right? And then she said, she's like, I couldn't say no to that. She's like, even if I wanted to, I couldn't. It was just so sexy the way that he was asking me out on a date, where she was like, okay, and I'll cancel all of my plans. Whatever I'm doing, I will cancel them because I'm going out with you next Wednesday. And so, yeah, I think it's a great way. But so now that you're in a relationship, how has this, that type of communication, how has it helped in other areas, like helping you to progress in your relationship?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely has helped. And I just think in the relationship, the rules are kind of the same. It's not so, I mean, it's not really a rule. It's just, I feel more comfortable. I've gotten into, I've tried to practice this whole thing of just, you know, I guess, for lack of a better phrase, you know, being up and being...
Oh, wait, can you repeat that? Because it just went out for a second.
Oh, yeah. Hold on a second. I guess, ignore that call. So, yeah, so I think what I've done is tried to bring that practice into the relationship and, for lack of a better word or phrase, just to man up and be... be a decider. It doesn't mean that I always have to have the right decision, but that I'm just putting something forward. And it also, it just makes me, the other thing that a close friend of mine who's in a really healthy relationship and has sort of done a lot of work on his relationships, because he went through girlfriend after girlfriend, and then he finally met this girl, and he's married, and he's really happy, and he sort of changed his practice. And what he's told me, and again, this is like one of these things that's taught by different people. I think Pat Allen talks about this, which is that men are thinkers and women are feelers.
Yes.
And men should tell women what they think so that women can tell men what they feel. And if you go the other way around for very long, you can do it occasionally, but if you do it for very long, it really muddies up the relationship, and it makes the women not feel protected and not attractive. So what he says to me, what this my friend suggests to me, is don't tell them how you feel, although I do sometimes. I mean, all of these rules, I think, are just sort of general. But like, he says, don't tell her how you feel, tell her what you think. And then, And I do tell her how I feel, about her. I feel like I love her and I care about her and, this and that. In general, I try to not burden her with all my insecurities, And I think that is the key. I think the key being that I may tell her how that I'm a little, that this is on my mind or that is on my mind, but I try to frame it in terms of thinking. Like, I'm thinking about this or I'm thinking about that. And I think that it gives them a huge amount of space to really feel and to tell, you how they feel, because that's a big part, I think, and again, without being condescending, I think that's a really positive part about being a woman, is that there's a lot of feeling there, and I think that's great. And so if you are the thinker and the listener, then it just gives the relationship a lot of room to operate.
I think for honesty as well, because that was one thing that, the way that my husband and I communicate with each other now, you know, in the beginning of our relationship was a little bit different, but the way that we communicate now is on similar lines to what you had just outlined. And when he does say things in terms of how he thinks about them and then listens to what I feel about them, and he allows me to feel safe expressing my feelings, not that I'm rocking the boat or I'm going to lose the relationship because I feel something. It just allows me to open up even more, and in fact allows me to calm down a lot faster so that we can actually communicate about things and talk on an unemotional level and get things done and properly communicate. Is there any way that you can give me an example of something that maybe, you know, you and your girlfriend may have encountered recently where speaking like this helped push your relationship forward to a new and better place?
Well, let me think. I mean, I think that, I mean, I think that something that goes along with what we're talking about, the thinking versus the feeling, is the not being the fixer, which I think it goes hand in hand with this thinking. So, like, so where this definitely has had an impact is that, you know, my girlfriend will say, you know, I'm really upset with my friend because she said this, it made me feel this way, and I don't know how to deal with this, but, like, it's just, like, very confusing and frustrating. And me being the thinker, my job is to say, at least this is my personal opinion, my job is to say, that sucks. I you know, that sounds really frustrating. And not to try to jump in and say, well, have you tried to tell her this, or have you tried to tell her that? To me, that is part of the role of me as a thinker and a feeler, because if I jump in and try to fix it, basically, in my opinion, I think what that's doing is saying, I'm uncomfortable with your unresolved issue, and I'm feeling uncomfortable, and so I want to try to fix it because I'm uncomfortable. And what that does is that pushes the woman away, because they don't feel like they can tell you these things and feel safe.
Absolutely.
And so as the person who's listening and sort of just, like, you know, thinking about and just listening, I try to acknowledge what they're feeling and just give all the space for their feelings. So she'll say, I feel really frustrated about this now. And I'll say, that really sucks. And yeah, that sounds really frustrating. And I won't try to say, why don't you say this to her, or why don't you say this to her? I won't try to fix it. And that took me a really long time, because as men, we want to fix things. I just feel like that's just a biological thing. We want to try to fix things. And what I found is that when I try to fix something, the counterpart, my girlfriend, will shut down and retreat and not go on. But if I say that sounds frustrating, she'll feel really grateful. She'll say, thanks for sympathizing, you know, like, thank you. And then it lets her get through her her process, you know, smoothly. And a friend of mine, and again I don't want this to sound condescending, but I think for guys it's a very good analogy. For guys, they need to think of it as a self-cleaning oven, you know. Don't fix it. It will work itself out. And if you can just be okay with being uncomfortable for a few minutes or a few hours or maybe even a day, that's something that we need to work at. We need to just be okay being uncomfortable and letting it work itself out and just listening.
I love that. It's kind of, I've said it before in a lot of interviews, I always say that whenever I feel internally anxious about something, I may not show it out loud, but I might say something like what you said, your girlfriend said to you, you know, like, my girlfriend's acting a certain way. That's my anxiety building up because I'm suddenly letting it out of my mouth. And if the man in front of me, it sucks for the man, if he's not able to stay grounded in that moment to understand that whatever the anxiety is about is not about him and be there to support and listen to me, I literally throw up that anxiety and I put it on him so that I can direct it somewhere else, because it feels icky on me. So I want to put it onto something else that I can see in front of me and take those emotions and then target them towards the man that's unable to be the man I need at that moment. And that's when couples start fighting, and they start fighting about issues that are bigger than the issue at hand. So I love that you said the self-cleaning oven, because that's kind of what I would advise as well. It's like, stay grounded and understand that this isn't about you. It's not for you to fix. It's for you to listen and hear what she's saying. She's just expressing an anxiousness, and all she wants to hear is that it's going to be okay, and that she can talk about it if she needs to. So yeah, I love how you express that. That's a really good thing for guys to remember, is that women are like a self-cleaning oven. We already know how to handle it. We can take care of it. We just need some support in those times where we're a little bit lost and off kilter.
Absolutely. And one thing, and I have to mention this as well, because this is a huge shift for me, and it goes along with what we're talking about. There was a weekend where I think I made some stupid joke, which of course every guy, you know, we've done, and it's hit, you know, our girlfriend the wrong way, and it came out wrong or whatever, and she sort of shuts down, and you say, "What's wrong?" And we say, "Nothing, nothing." And "What's wrong?" "Nothing, nothing." And then, you know, maybe it comes out in some way or another. It's like, oh, you know, I screwed up. I said this thing, and it made her feel bad. We went through about 48 hours of sort of uncomfortableness, trying to figure out how to, I didn't want to try to fix it, but I did. She was sort of waiting for it to be resolved, and I was sort of waiting for it to be resolved, and I didn't know what to do. And I talked to another friend of mine. I have friends. I look to people who have healthy relationships which they work at, and I try to see what they're doing. And one friend of mine, I had, you know, I was talking to him about what was going on, and was getting into the details, and he stopped me. He said, wait a second, you know, whatever's happening, just tell her this. Tell her, I care about you a lot. I'm here for you right now, and I'm not going anywhere.
I love that.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, I'll do that, you know, because I try to follow suggestions from people who, you know, have experience with this.
Right.
And so, you know, next time I saw her, you know, it was still a little weird between us, and I didn't know exactly how to fix it. I don't know what to say, but I pulled her close and I said, I care about you a lot. I'm here for you, and I'm not going anywhere. And she totally, it was fixed. It was done. Because that was her bottom line fear. She was afraid that she was basically, to put it simply, too crazy for me. Mm-hmm. You know, like her neuroses or her complexities would scare me off. Mm-hmm. And that's why she didn't want to bring up, like, what was going on. When I said, what's going on? She said, nothing, nothing. Because in her head, she's, like, spinning out. But she doesn't want to show that she's spinning out because she's afraid I'll get scared off.
Mm-hmm. Because we're told, don't bring it up.
What's that?
We're told, don't bring it up. Don't rock the boat. Don't say this. He's going to leave you if you show that you're crazy in any way. Because we're afraid of being crazy in front of the men that we really care about.
Exactly. And that's the word that is very sensitive to, I think, to the female population, especially in the Western world. It's crazy. It's a very sensitive and loaded word, and it goes along with hysterical, hysterectomy, all that stuff. And it's like the typical male way of dismissing a woman. Mm-hmm. So that's a very sensitive issue. So when I said to her, you know, I care about you a lot, I'm here, and I'm not going anywhere, we didn't even have any more conversation about the issue, because that was the real issue. The real issue was, and she gave me this hug, and it made me very attractive to her, and made her very comfortable. And it was great, and it was a revelation for me, because I'd never done that before.
Well, that's wonderful. That's absolutely amazing, because I'm going to interrupt you for one second. You got over a hump together, and you got even stronger because there's that trust there that she can do little things, which is very relieving for a woman to hear. I can do little things. I can mess up, and you're still going to care about me.
Yeah.
Which is so refreshing, and I love that you guys did that. Actually, so I'm in Hawaii right now, and I'm with my husband, and he's living with, like, four guys because they're here to working on a shoot together or production. And there's this one other guy that's part of the shoot. He's like 26 years old, who was telling me a story last night that totally got me frustrated as a woman, because I'll get to the point of the story, but it's similar to what your girlfriend was experiencing, the possibly feeling crazy. They had started dating, and 2 months after, he went to Australia for 2 months. So for him, he was like, okay, there's this great girl at home, but I'm going to have fun while I'm away. And so when he got back and she said, you know, were you with anybody? And he said, no. And then there's pictures popping up on Facebook everywhere, so she can see the evidence that he may have been having a nice time, which, if he actually was honest about it, you know, tactfully, not saying, yeah, Thursday night I was with this girl and I had sex with her, blah, whatever, you know, you don't need to be that descriptive, but saying, yeah, absolutely, I was with girls when I was away, but I'm coming back to you. I really like where this is going. I want to grow our relationship. If he were to say that openly and honestly to her and tell her the truth, rather than keeping things from her and silently saying what was happening but without talking about it, it can make her feel crazy. And I know that she's responsible for her own emotions, but that can lead to the craziness that you and I were talking about, which is why she keeps bringing up the topic to him, and she'll poke around in different ways about that topic because she's looking for that truth. The truth. And, yeah. And underneath that, she's looking for him to say, I really like you. Yeah, I absolutely did those things when I was away, but I'm here with you now, and I really care about you, and I want this to continue moving forward. And I told him last night, if he were to say something like that to her, she would never bring up the topic again. But all the other guys at the table, not my husband, which made me very happy, were like, nope, never tell her, don't ever tell her. What happened over there, whatever, it's none of her business. And I got really angered and bothered that that's the path that they were choosing to go. But yeah.
I think it depends also on, you know, what you said, which is establishing the, you know, good practices at the very beginning of the relationship. Because my question would be, well, are they exclusive? Did they have the exclusive conversation before he left? And, you know, was there an understanding of what was going to happen or what might happen in terms of dating other people when they were apart? And then that would lead naturally into how he should handle it on the backside, you know. But if they didn't talk about it or sort of, you know, establish it in the front end, then it definitely makes it harder on the back end to figure out what to do.
Absolutely.
Because there was no clarity in it. But yeah, I agree with you that, like, I mean, basically it sounds to me like what she's afraid of is that he is going to leave or somehow he's going to go away. And if he could just tell her, yeah, I care about you a lot and I'm not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm. And she would calm down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It stops the crazy. I know that's a horrible way to say it, but that's the way that most men are going to understand it, is everything that you're saying stops it. It stops it from happening. It stops from emotions manifesting into something uncontrollable and coming out and at you in many different ways. I'm actually going to end this interview here because I think you've given some absolutely amazing information that my guys should be implementing into their, you know, day-to-day conversations with women. But overall, what you're saying is be direct, be honest, make decisions, and think when you speak. Or not think when you speak, but what was it again?
Be the thinker, not the feeler. Tell your friends how you feel, but tell her what you think and allow her the space to feel what she's feeling.
I love that.
And leave your insecurities for your friends. I mean, like, that's what friends are for. Like, when I talk to my friends and say, man, I'm so, like, worried that this is going to happen or I'm afraid of this going to happen, tell your friends that and tell her just listen to her and be the thinker and be the support, be somebody that she can, like, be there for her.
I love that. But also, I do want to make one note that later on in a relationship, like, absolutely show your vulnerabilities to your partner. That's when you should go into sharing about things that are going on or, you know, insecurities that do pop up. I wouldn't say, you know, cry in your wife's lap unless it's absolutely necessary. But you know, but you do, if you do have some issues, you do want to express them to the person that you're with.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I you know, I want to, as I mentioned before, I think it's a general thing. I think there's flexibility on all of it, and you should definitely, I mean, I got to say, don't tell her, you know, that you like her. Don't tell her, don't let them know that you like her. And that's just an extreme position, and I don't agree with that. I think that, yeah, there is some flexibility, and you need to be vulnerable at certain times, but I think you cannot be vulnerable all of the time, because if that's the way it is, she may stick around for a while, but she'll feel like she's, you know, she has a kid that she has to take care of.
Exactly, or that she is the man in the relationship. So,
right,
and
exactly.
She won't stay around
for that
long.
She doesn't have room. Exactly, she won't stick around.
Exactly. All right. Well, thank you so much for talking with me. I think this was a great interview, and I know that my guys will love this. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime.